Welcome back to Beyond the Paddock. I'm your host, Sarah, and on today's episode, we will be talking about the firing of Christian Horner. So Christian Horner has officially been fired by Red Bull Racing on July 9th, and he was team principal and CEO for the last 20 years. So there's been a lot of discussion. Like, the fact that people are getting online saying, I'm shocked, oh my goodness, like, how could this happen? Even him, oh my gosh, I was fired. It was a complete shock. Really? Like, we don't see this. Like, this was coming. Like, we saw this coming for the last year. The fact that anyone is claiming they're shocked by this just hasn't truly following been like what has truly been happening. So there's a lot of speculation, like, oh, well, why was he fired? So the first one, like the mid-season performance slump, like we're heading into summer break right now. He was fired ahead of it. Like, and people are saying that, like, you know, Red Bull's fourth in the constructor standings. They've only had 2 wins in 12 races. Verstappen is third in the driver's championship, but like 69 points down from first, 61 points down from second. So they're talking about it like being like a performance issue. There's a lot of talk about like internal tensions and the need for like a shakeup with leadership. Over the last year, we've seen a wave of high profile exits, like Newey left. Team structure has been weakened by these exits. There's always a lot of discussion online too about like this conflict with like the Verstappen camp, like gossip saying that like Max Verstappen's father has been putting a lot of pressure on the organization to get rid of Horner. He does not get along with Horner, apparently. So a lot of talk has been focused around these three issues, like performance, leadership shakeup because of departures, and like, are they trying to appease Verstappen? A lot of rumors about Verstappen going to Mercedes. Are they trying to keep Verstappen at Red Bull, and is getting rid of Horner the way to do it? So, and will he stay now? Will Max stay now? So we feel like, no, he's going to be at Mercedes next season. That's our guess, regardless of who they fire. But we also don't feel that any of the above are really the reasons for this firing. People are really quick to forget about Horner's past controversy, and it's not done. Okay, the British media has just been banned from speaking of it, so people like have a very short memory. But we think this looming court case in January of 2026, like in five, six short months, is really what's behind it. And Red Bull knows what's coming. So for our new followers, like, Christian Horner faced an investigation in 2024 for alleged appropriate sexual misconduct. He was internally cleared of these allegations. So let's kind of talk about this further. He was basically accused of sexual harassment and coercive controlling behavior by a female employee of Red Bull. It came out February of last year. And so Horner always denied these allegations. And basically what happened was there was two internal investigations carried out by Red Bull that cleared Horner of these allegations. But the woman who accused him was, she's taking it further to court because she disputed the independence of like the actual investigation that was done, because the lawyers that were hired to do it, like one of the lawyers was paid for by Red Bull. Like, how, like, ridiculous. So she is moving forward with this. And the day after he was like, quote unquote, cleared internally of these allegations, someone leaked WhatsApp messages to the F1 journalists, like proving her claims. Horner has never spoken or acknowledged these texts, like the authenticity of the texts that were leaked. And so these WhatsApp messages were leaked. So since the start of the case, the woman has been put on paid leave by Red Bull Racing. And she has taken this further now to the British Labour Court, and it will be addressed in January. Again, at the request of Christian Horner and Red Bull, the British media have been prohibited from speaking on this. So even though it's still ongoing, Red Bull and Horner have been trying to publicly avoid this issue, even though the negotiations with the woman are still currently they still haven't reached a settlement. And apparently the settlement, if it does come, will be in the millions of pounds. So there is, so Christian Horner will have to appear before the British Employment Tribunal regarding this case filed by this former Red Bull employee. So for the allegations of inappropriate behavior. So regardless of whether or not they've been previously investigated internally by Red Bull and then resulted in his quote unquote being cleared of wrongdoing, this employee has moved forward appealing this decision because the lawyers that cleared him were hired by Red Bull. And she is bringing the matter to the employment tribunal. And then Red Bull and Christian Horner put this reporting restriction order on the British media, so they're barred from reporting on the latest developments of the case. So I think this has been basically kept out of the, they've done a really effective job of keeping this case out of the media, so people have forgotten about it. But it is scheduled to be heard in January 2026. And when Helmut Marko has been pushing, he has expressed hope that it will be settled before the case can go to court. He was pushing for a settlement. So we really feel that maybe his firing has more to do it could be a combination of poor results, internal tension, team leadership departures, ongoing concern over Verstappen relationship. But we really, really feel the firing has to do with this investigation fallout, this tribunal fallout, the fact that he has to go to court and the talks of settlement. They are still in settlement negotiations prior to this going to the tribunal court. And for millions and millions of pounds, this does not reek of a man that is innocent. So we truly feel that it has more to do with what Red Bull knows. What are they hiding, right? What is going on? So we feel that this is what it has to do with. Now, moving forward, there's claims that he will remain working in other areas of the Red Bull Association, kind of like what they did with Newey, but he will have to remain on the sidelines until the end of the season, where he will be free to sign with other teams starting in January of 2026, right when the court case would be starting. So we've seen Alpine, Ferrari, a whole bunch of people's speculations thrown around of where he could end up next season. But we just feel we think he's going to end up nowhere. Who is going to take this on? January would be the earliest he could sign on to working with someone. And that is right when his court date would start. Who is going to take on that PR nightmare? We don't think anyone, let alone Ferrari. So I think a lot of people are hoping he will end up at Ferrari, but he is just like a legal nightmare. So we think the days of Christian Horner are done. And we're kind of like, yeah, he's done a lot and had a lot of success, but at what cost? Like, time for his departure and his not so cool mistress, now wife. Bye. Thank you for joining us today on Beyond the Paddock, and join us next week as we discuss the F1 movie. We did put it off to, that was supposed to be our next episode, but seeing that this, the firing of Christian Horner came up, that took precedence. So, join us next week as we detail our thoughts on the F1 movie. Thank you.